All right.
We don't have that much to talk about for movies anyways.
All right, so we're going to switch.
We're going to switch.
We're not taking a break.
No breaks.
No days off. So,
wait,
we're
we took a day off last week.
Well, I technically I didn't. I had to go into work.
Okay.
So
I just
like,
took a day
you
off.
You took a day off.
It was great.
My grind still keeps going.
All right, so we're going
to takes no days off.
All right, whatever. We're going to go into movies now.
Just, all right.
All right.
This excited me so much.
Oh yeah.
I go on Instagram, and Felicia the Goat, that's the creator's Instagram name, and go follow him if you want some good quality content.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out, Tyler. And then I look at this ad, and he's doing the music for The Grinch.
I actually love The Grinch-type movies, so that's going to
be
pretty good.
Well, I love The Grinch movies, and now it's just even better.
You're obsessed with Tyler the Creator.
So put The Grinch and Tyler the Creator together, does it get any better?
I mean,
like, is my life peaking? Is this it?
Oh my gosh.
Does it go downhill from here?
Wow. No, I not as long as Tyler the Creator is still going. He is just an interesting person all around. He kind of does his own thing.
Yeah, he really doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he's pretty cool. I do like him for that.
And I listened to it was like, "You were a mean one," but in Tyler's voice, and it was like 30 seconds. I've watched that ad at least 50 times.
I believe it.
Like, I'll be looking at my saved memes. I'm not going to lie. They're funny. I like to giggle. And Tyler comes on with the Grinch ad, and it's
just good.
Just lights my mood up. I'm definitely going to see that.
Yeah. Wait, I would love to go see it.
All right.
Thought we were talking about that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see the Grinch.
Yeah, obviously. And then what
then
other
movies?
We can
talk about it in more depth.
Yes.
But you're going to have to wait a couple months. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't... A couple months.
It comes out in November.
It's only a month away.
I think it's
away.
Like the end of November, though.
Is it? Long. It was 23
songs.
That's a lot.
And like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was an hour and
but
28
there
minutes.
Was not one point in that hour and a half where I felt like my time was wasted.
Really?
It was so good. It was a flawless album.
Then what's your favorite song on there?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, tell me your favorite song. I gotta go look at the album.
I have to say I like Uproar, which you said is one of your least favorites.
I just didn't like the beat. I don't know. It was just too much for me. But I still liked it.
Yeah.
There wasn't one song I didn't add to my playlist.
Yeah.
My favorite song is probably Used To or... Actually, no, I take that back.
Now, I haven't listened to the full album, not
really?
Gonna lie. No.
I stayed up till midnight until it dropped and then listened to it.
Oh my gosh, that's so late.
And then after that, I listened to the Logic album, so I was up to like 3.
Just listening to music. I don't know when you're not listening to music, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, when I don't work, I'm listening for music to like when I get home to when I go to bed. But Famous... Or Mona Lisa.
Oh, that was one of mine, Mona Lisa.
Or,
I like that one.
Oh, man. There's so many good songs. Can I just give you a top 5?
Yes, go for it.
All right. So, number one, honestly, I'd put Famous for me is because I've been listening to that song so much. Mona Lisa, number 2.
That's a good number 2.
Let It Fly at number 3 featuring Travis Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And then Used To, number 4. And then I really liked the ending track, Let It All Work Out, because it was like, it kind of had like a gospel vibe to it.
Yeah, and I haven't listened to that one.
I was really feeling that one.
Huh.
So I thought that was a really good album.
I don't know. I'm not a Travis Scott fan, so I didn't really like that one that much. What he was the one with Astroworld, right?
Yeah.
I hated Astroworld. That was just...
I feel like you go into songs now just thinking you're not going to like it just because Travis Scott's in it.
Not true. Not true. I listen to it because I don't look. I just play the album and then I go through and as I'm listening, I'll look at
the
song.
I saw some people that shuffle albums and that like makes me so mad.
Oh, I shuffle albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the first time you listened to them.
Yeah, I did just because it's automatically on shuffle. So I didn't really think about it.
Oh, how is it automatically on shuffle?
Like whenever I hit... Whenever I play a song, it's automatically on shuffle. I don't know.
You can change that, right?
I can, but then when I'm actually listening to playlists, it won't be on shuffle.
It takes
and then
literally
I'll be annoyed.
2 seconds.
Yeah, but...
But I don't know. I cannot listen to an album on shuffle.
Weird. Why?
Because some albums, like, actually have a story to tell in order. which you don't know.
I guess.
So it's like you don't want to miss out.
You have to be like intently listening to the whole thing, though. I don't know if I ever really, I don't know if I'd sit and play full attention to an hour and a half of Lil Wayne.
When Lil Wayne was off, I had all the lights off and it was literally like.
just Lil Wayne. I want to hear your entire hour and a half story.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair.
That's
I don't
all
have
I did.
The. No, I would get bored.
I didn't even have my phone on.
I
was literally
so
just
bored.
Sitting there and listening to it.
Well, hey. Good for you.
But that might be one of the best albums of the year, in
my
opinion.
It was
so
good.
And all the mumble rap fans are hating on it.
Of course, because they're mumble rap fans. No one cares.
I have no problem with mumble rap, but it's like...
I don't know. I'm
when
not
you
a
hear
mumble
a real
rap, person.
Rap album and you discredit it
yeah.
just because it's not oohs and ahs.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Hey. Like... They just don't give credit where credit's due.
That is true. I will agree with that.
Like, if a mumble rapper comes out with a good song, I'm down with it, you know?
I need to go through when Kanye's new album listens and listen to all of them when he drops his new album. Because, I don't know, I want
to
see if he keeps
Ye?
The quality. No, I haven't.
You haven't listened to all Kid Cee Ghost either?
No.
Pusha T's album?
No.
Really? You have
so
much to catch
up on.
I'm so
behind. Wow. No.
That was like months ago.
I don't know. They just never seemed
that was during my sophomore year.
They never seemed great to me. Wait, your sophomore year? Oh, yeah.
Like, those came out during my end of my sophomore year.
Wow.
How do you know if they never seemed great if you didn't listen to them?
I don't know, because they never just came up as like, ooh, I want to listen to that. I don't know. I get really behind on my music over the summer, though, actually, which
really?
Is when most people are on top of it. No, but also during final, that would have been like May, right? April, May,
yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah, once again, I don't know. There are certain times of the year where I'm like more looking into music than I am now. Whenever you give me an album, though, I do actually go through and listen to it. Like before, I listened to all of Astroworld, and I still do not like it, but I don't know.
Happens.
I try.
Okay, so your favorite song is Uproar?
Uproar, yeah.
What's your top three?
Top three. I'm pulling up the list again. Mona Lisa would definitely be two. I don't know.
Did you listen to Famous?
Yes. That one was really good. I did listen to that one. I listened to Don't Cry too.
Yeah.
And Dedicate.
Okay, I don't know if that's actually... This is going to sound weird. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know if that was actually X, if X actually recorded that, or if it was a sample put together.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I don't know.
Because, the lyrics were so basic during his part that it definitely could have been sampled.
Right. Did you listen to the... Was the fall... Have you heard Falling Down?